The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
When my children were growing up, we had a tradition at the dinner table to light our chalice and say the chalice lighting words from our home congregation in Omaha, Nebraska. Then before we would leave the table, we would share our high point and low point of the day and something we were grateful for. They've all grown into young adults now, and we don't get a chance to have dinner regularly anymore. However, on the rare occasion that we do sit down together, we bring back the tradition. I miss these pointed days, miss these pointed time each day that allowed us to reflect together on our days in a meaningful way. It was not just a list of what happened or the meetings or the classes we attended. Instead, it gave us an insight to the influences of our days, of how we each were faring in our day-to-day existence with each other. For me, it recentered me and reminded me of all the blessings that regularly showed up in my life, as well as my family's life, even on challenging days. Gratitude seems like such a simple practice, and yet if we are really intentional about engaging it and nurturing it, then it requires us to slow down and recognize all the ways we are tied to the world around us. Robin Wall Kimmerer, in her book, The Service Berry, states, gratitude is so much more than a polite thank you. It is the thread that connects us in deep relationship, simultaneously physical and spiritual, as our bodies are fed and spirits nourished by the sense of belonging, which is the most vital of foods. We have discussed the importance of belonging and creating a sense of belonging in this community. To think that gratitude is the thread that reminds us that we belong, that we are in relationship with each other, with others, with the earth, is to feed and nourish our spirits. UU Minister Reverend Sean Gauthier shares, "For to have thank you on our lips is the surest sign I know that we recognize that our lives are lived in relationship marvelously and sometimes frustratingly entangled with others, but always in relationship. Yet it is one of the life's truths we so easily forget, a truth so readily sacrificed on the altar of independence whenever we see ourselves somehow set apart from the gifts and obligations of community, of meaningful connection." I remember, as a teenager, thinking because I worked a part-time job at the mall and bought some of my clothes, plus a meal or two, that I was totally independent. What I was really doing was living in a fantasy world of my own independence. I didn't take into consideration that my parents provided the home I lived in, paid the utilities so I could read from the lights, paid for a majority of my meals, paid for the teen phone line I so used and enjoyed, not to mention so much more. It is easy to get caught up in a story of independence, especially in our society, which thrives on the myth that we are ruggedly self-sufficient and self-reliant. When in actuality, if we were truly self-sufficient and self-reliant, we would be growing our own food from seeds we cultivated, raising our own animals for food and any kind of fabric or anything like that, creating our own clothes and shoes, building our own houses, gathering water from a well or a natural source, figuring out how to build our own cars, and maybe even trying to figure out how to operate this computer that is so frustrating. The list goes on, right? How often do you stop and think of all the ways you depend on others just to get through your day, and even just to get your basic needs met? Reverend Galen Gunrich, the former senior minister at the Unitarian Church of All Souls in New York, suggests that Unitarian Universalists have a discipline and an ethic of gratitude. Just like Jews have a discipline to obey the commandments of God, Christians have a discipline of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself, and Muslims have a discipline of submitting to the will of Allah, UUs can have a discipline of gratitude. He states, two dimensions of gratitude make it fitting as our defining religious practice. One has to do with the discipline of gratitude, and the other has to do with the ethic of gratitude. He continues, the discipline of gratitude reminds us how utterly dependent we are on the people and world around us for everything that matters. From this flows an ethic of gratitude that obligates us to create a future that justifies an increasing sense of gratitude from the human family as a whole. The ethic of gratitude demands we nurture the world that nurtures us in return, and it is our duty to foster the kind of environment we want to take in and therefore become. So what do we think about that? What do we think about Unitarian Universalism having a discipline and ethic of gratitude? I've led multiple discussions in this congregation about the theology of Unitarian Universalism, and most often, it manifests through some words about connection or community or relationship. Can we all kind of agree on that? It doesn't mean that you have to believe in a God, although you can, but community, relationship, and connection. And when we're trying to address what the societal problem is, we as UUs are trying to solve the answers that are usually around disconnection and isolation. If you look at our Unitarian Universalist values, so many of them, love, justice, equity, transformation, pluralism, interdependence, and generosity, requires us to be in relationship in order to live into them on a regular basis. And if we truly believe that relationship is the core to our faith, then gratitude is the practice and ethic for us to sustain it. Gratitude reminds us that what we value, it reminds us who we are connected to, and it reminds us of the world we want to cultivate. It is especially important to cultivate gratitude in times of crisis or difficulty. Why? Because most often when we are suffering, most often when the world is in chaos, we feel alone. We feel disconnected. And when we turn to gratitude, we realize we have people in our lives who care about us. We have beauty in our lives that sustain us. We have experiences in our lives that remind us we can persevere. Christy Nelson, author of Wake Up Grateful, reminds us that this is what grateful living is, returning to the noticing of all that is sufficient, of all that is extraordinary, all that is already in our lives, enough to take our breaths away, and using that to help us get through life in a way, through difficulty, through challenge, uplifted and enamored. I love this short poem by Rosemary Wattola Tromer called On Thanksgiving. It's very short. One hand opens in grief, one opens in gratitude, pressing them together to pray. It informs me that gratitude, if I'm truly nurturing it, acknowledges the grief that challenges us every day, and then reminds me that I'm still blessed in this life of mine, which is so easy to forget. And it is especially important to remind ourselves with the state of the world right now of all we have to be grateful for, because it reminds us what we need to fight for and what we need to demand for others. It reminds us of the gaps that exist in our society between those who have and those who have not, of those who are safe and of those who are not. It pulls us into action for the world we want to create and reminds us we are not alone in that fight. I am so grateful for my colleagues who were present this past Thursday marching in the streets to lift up the worth and dignity of those detained by ICE. I am so grateful for those here at UUSF who stand on our corner each and every Wednesday morning to raise awareness and support for all those suffering from injustice systems. I am so grateful to Sydney and Angus and the Physicians Organizing Committee and their work that they do to ensure healthcare access. And I am especially grateful for all who turned in their vote this past week. Right? I don't care who you voted for, I'm glad you turned in your vote. I do kind of care who you voted for, but that could get me in trouble, so. When we stop and just think about all the ways we are connected to people who live our values daily, it helps us put the world into perspective. It helps us continue in the way that we can live in those same values. So let's put this into practice this morning. In your order of service, you have an insert, and it's titled A Gratitude List. You can use this page, or you can use your own piece of paper, or you can use your phone, or you can just say it in your mind. I don't have any ownership of how you do it. I just invite you to do so. And these lists will only be for you to contemplate. I'm not going to make you talk to each other. So the first list is of those people, experiences, or things in your life right now in this present moment that you are grateful for. An example might be, I am so grateful you are all here, so I have somebody to preach to. So let's take a few minutes and do our present moment list. The second list is a list of gratitude for relationships or experiences or things you are grateful for from your past. An example might be, I'm so grateful for the experience of raising my children because it taught me oh so much patience. So take a few minutes to make your list from the past. Finally, the last list is a list of gratitude for relationships or experiences or things you're looking forward to in the future. An example would be, I am grateful for my husband, Don, and the dinner he's going to cook for us later today. He happens to be in the pews today. So take a few moments and create your list for the future. What I forgot to mention about that future list is it might be something you might want to manifest as well. So I'm manifesting a good dinner tonight. Take a moment and just read through your list. What do you notice? What do you notice about yourself when you read through your list? Are there relationships you remembered that you want to cultivate? Are there experiences you remembered that you didn't know you'd be grateful for? Remember from our story, it does not matter how you say thank you or practice gratitude. It can be through words or actions. It can be lighthearted or a little bit sarcastic, like Sam showed us. Or it can be done with deep intention and awe of the world and the relationships around you. Whatever you do, even if it is just to say the words, thank you, at the end of each day, it's a reminder, right, of the ways we are connected to each other, to this community, to the larger world that we are a part of, because we do not exist alone. Thank you. Thank you.
I live on the 7th floor in an apartment building. Great view of the whole city, or depending on the day, great view of the fog. Then, a couple months ago, the elevator went out. Now, this wasn't the first time it had happened. I think it's been broken for more than half of the last year. Thankfully, we do have a second elevator, so when one is broken, it just means a frustrating long wait several times every single day. But this past week, the second one broke, which meant 7 flights of stairs every time I needed to go for a walk, go to the grocery store. And with a dog, that meant 7 flights down and 7 flights back up every time she needed to go out. And even when the dog is very excited to go down the stairs, explore a new place, she would not have going up, so it was 7 flights up carrying her. Okay, this service is about gratitude, right? Grateful about a broken elevator? Okay, I'm good at silver linings, let's try. I'm grateful that the second one isn't broken anymore, so we only have one broken now? I'm grateful that it brought me together with my neighbors? Grateful that it didn't break when I was inside it and trapped me there? I actually am good at silver linings and gratitude. I'm pretty annoyingly positive, pretty much all of the time. As a personal practice, I try to write something I'm grateful for in my journal each day, and I genuinely like all of that corny stuff. Whenever somebody says, I have to, I'll reframe it to, you get to. Ugh, I have to take out the trash. No, 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 think of the positivity and the gratitude. You get to take out the trash. I'm serious, I have a problem. In my last job, one of my coworkers was venting, and I jokingly said something positive, and she was viscerally offended. I guess positivity and gratitude just isn't for every moment. I've been a little bit better at my current job, still annoyingly positive most of the time, but once upon a time I expressed a very minor negative sentiment, and everybody really got a kick out of it. Kind of like, imagine you heard your minister cursing or something like that. I mean, that would never happen. Reverend Laura and Vanessa would never do something so vulgar. But if they did, you'd be intrigued, right? Maybe a little bit grateful for being let in on the secret, being part of the club that knows what's really going on. So at my work, everyone got such a kick out of me giving my hot takes, I decided to make it a more regular occurrence. Anytime you want to make something happen, gotta have a plan, gotta schedule it. That's true if you want to keep a gratitude journal, and it's true if you want to air your grievances. So I tried to come in with one gripe every week. I hate forks with only three tines. I hate artisanal soaps that don't really work that well as soap. I hate how hard it is to know what's recyclable or not. And, you know, I'm just really grateful for how my hate brought everyone together. Pretty soon, it wasn't just my hate. Everybody at the company was sharing things that they hated too. Asking questions of each other about things that each other hated. Seeing their anger grow really just brought a fire to my cold, dark heart. I do genuinely think that leaning into the hate was growth for me. Like, you know what misery doesn't love? Someone telling us that we should be grateful that outside there are rainbows and flowers and that tomorrow the sun will once again rise. There's nothing worse when you're having a bad day or bad 4 years, as the case may be, and you're venting and the other person just doesn't get it. The thing that makes you feel grateful when you're angry is someone saying, that sucks, you should be angry, and if you want, I'll help you exact revenge on everybody who wronged you. I guess what I'm saying is, I think right now the thing that would make me the most grateful is if someone could help me just write some rude limericks about my landlord for being so slow to fix the elevator. Wait, no, I'm sorry. That's no way to end a reflection in church. Blessed be.